This country, you've got to make the money first. Then when you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, then you get the woman.
Welcome back. You're listening to Money Talks.
This is Money Talks.
I am Nick Antonucci, joined today by Casey Smith and DJ Barker. Let's take a look at a little financial planning topic as we do every week. In this particular case, having a child is a major life event that costs $233,000 over 18 years. That's a pretty big commitment. Noah and Maya are running the numbers to see if they can afford to raise a child. What financial areas do they need to look at? What decisions do they have to make? And are there any areas that are commonly overlooked? Seems like a perfect topic for you two, our financial planners.
Yeah. And both of us have two children. So it's,
unfortunately, I'm of no help in this situation.
So you can just stay out of this one, Nick. I'm sorry.
That's right.
Or fortunately, I guess. Depends on how you look at it.
Fortunately, well, from an economic standpoint, you're probably better off.
You're better off. Right. I mean, for the clients that we have with no children have more money than the ones with children. So, yeah.
Not to make a blanket statement, but
no.
True. I mean, there's definitely some considerations here. For your first child, I mean, it's a big time in your life. My wife and I had to make this decision when our first was born, looking at whether or not it made sense for her to go back to work or stay home. You would think that having the extra income would be a huge benefit, and it is, but you got to look at the cost to continue to work. I mean, you got to pay for daycare, which is not cheap. You got to look at how long is your commute, how much mileage on your car, gas, food, clothes for work. You know, there's a lot of expense that you don't really think about that actually cost you something to go to work every day.
Sure.
Right.
So that was something that we had to look at. Probably one of the bigger expenses to consider here is health insurance. That's if your spouse is working and they're debating whether or not they should stay home with the child and they have a significantly better health plan, you know, it might be worth taking that into consideration at least. That health insurance is next to your mortgage.
Expense.
That's probably
one of
the larger expenses in the budget these days. DJ, you have anything to add to that?
Well, I mean, to that, also looking at life insurance. Obviously, if someone's stepping out of the work environment or the work world, you're probably going to want to make sure that the one person that is working is well covered if something were to happen tragically. So definitely look at beneficiary designations at the current work policies and then add additional life insurance for those.
And don't forget disability. That's another consideration that people don't think about as much as life insurance, but it's almost more the risk is higher for disability.
Number one,
the chances that you're going to be disabled versus pass away at a relatively young age are greater. Not to mention there's an expense associated with, it's cheaper if you were to just die than become disabled.
Yeah.
Right. And DJ, you mentioned beneficiaries. I think it's a good time to bring up the topic of estate planning.
Yeah.
It's incredibly important that you have your affairs in order and clearly defined.
No doubt. And especially with children, making sure that you've got a guardian in place. You don't want the state making that decision for you. So having a will somewhere to have your child go into custody of somebody that you trust. And from a financial standpoint, even though your estate may not be very large at this point, estate tax probably isn't an issue.
Right.
But just making sure that if you're leaving behind some money, we just talked about life insurance. If you've got life insurance policies that are going to direct a large lump sum, you don't want, if something were to tragically happen to both parents, that child they can't inherit the money outright.
Right.
They're not going to be able to make decisions for quite a while on that. So having maybe a trust in place, something that would provide for the child using the proceeds from that insurance policy, if nothing else. So a lot of considerations. Definitely an idea would be to talk to a financial advisor, somebody who can kind of give you guidance as far as what are the steps that you need to take and look at.
And one thing that I wanted to touch on before we move on is saving for education.
Yeah, absolutely.
Obviously very important.
Very important. We talked about it last week. 529 plans are a very good vehicle for starting to do that. Roth IRA is another avenue for that. If you wanted to start putting money away that could be used both for education and for your retirement, which, you know, we addressed the fact that you don't want to put all your money away into college savings plans because your jazz-loving adult son might bankrupt you there and you won't have any money left for retirement. So,
nice reference to one of our intros.
Yeah. You know, it's important to start thinking about saving for college, but not at the expense of your own kind of well-being. There are other avenues to look at for college savings if your child is fortunate enough to get into a good college and want to go to college. Then you know, there's loans, there's grants, there's scholarships, there's other ways that they can fund that rather than having to be done completely through you. But
and as you say, you can't take loans for retirement.
You cannot take loans for retirement that I know of. If you find out about that, just let me know.
Yeah, give us a call. Well, guys, that's a great topic. Thanks. Hopefully that provides a lot of insight to our listeners today. Well, guys, I think that's another good spot for us to take a break. We'll come back and listen to some more questions. You're listening to Money Talks. Don't touch that dial.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.